Good morning. With the global heavyweights on notice after Saudi Arabia and Japan pulled off stunning upsets over Argentina and Germany, Spain wasted no time last night, putting Costa Rica to bed early in a 7-1 win. It was an historically dominant World Cup victory, one that set Spain up as one of the favourites for the rest of the tournament. Spain's 7 goals are the most it has ever scored in a World Cup match, breaking the previous record that came in a 6-1 win against Bulgaria in 1998. In the process, Spain nearly equaled its total from the entire 2010 World Cup, when it scored 8. Whilst winning the entire tournament. The Spanish plan for the European Cohesion Fund has finally got the green light from Brussels. The European Commission has approved the government's plan for 2021 to 2027. Based on the plan, the government will receive €37.3 billion. This will be used in structural and regional funds to accelerate the ecological transition, finance innovation and digitalization, increase labour protection and improve the local social economy. Half the money goes to the autonomous regions with the lowest gross domestic product, and as an outermost region, the Canary Islands will receive an additional allocation of €673 million. This is to deal with the social economic consequences of the distance from the continent. With the approval of the Spanish plan, 24 member states have now received approval from the European Commission. There are only 3 countries waiting for this procedure, and they're Luxembourg, Portugal and Hungary. The governments of Spain and Romania intend to start working towards obtaining dual citizenship, and this is an extraordinary, extremely important political message, so Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said yesterday. Sanchez mentioned in a joint press conference with the Romanian Prime Minister that in Europe only France and Portugal have agreements on dual citizenship with Spain. A working group will be formed with the Ministries of Foreign Affairs and Internal Affairs, and after that we will develop this idea, he said. But I believe the message we are sending of recognition and commitment, at least on the part of the Spanish government, is a recognition of the Romanian community's contribution to our country, the Prime Minister said. The International Monetary Fund expects economic growth in Spain to slow in 2023 on higher prices and flagging demand before rebounding to pre-pandemic levels in 2024, so it said yesterday in its country report. Growth is expected to be weak in the coming quarters, reflecting a plunge in consumer confidence due to the cost of living crisis and weak demand, the IMF said. Activity will accelerate towards the end of the year, helped by European Union Recovery Fund spending and improved supply. We did not forecast a technical recession, but growth will be close to zero in the last quarter of this year and the first quarter of 2023, said the IMF mission's chief of Spain said in a call with journalists. Although the IMF warned of many downside risks, notably from the impact of energy prices, it expects gross domestic product to grow 4.6% in 2022, up from its previous forecast of 4.3% in October and slow to 1.2% in 2023, above the average of Eurozone countries. The improvement is attributed to the robust labour market and to an especially strong performance by tourism and other services. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.